So, our realizing our indispensability can be a prick for the ego or a balm for the heart. When we have many things to do in life and many other people depending on us to do those things, we may feel subconsciously that I am indispensable. However, if we fall sick or we become indisposed because of some reason, then one of the first things that we realize, often with a jolt, is that things go on. I am dispensable. This understanding of our dispensability can be a prick for our ego. It can hurt us very badly, especially if we have got our sense of self-identity and self-worth from feeling needed by others. Then when we feel actually nobody needs me, it can be, what am I living for? What is the purpose of my life? It can be very mortifying. On the other hand, the same thing can be a balm for the heart. If we have cultivated a sense of self-identity from something other than external recognition, if we have cultivated a sense of self-identity based on recognizing our spiritual side, our relationship with Krishna, then sometimes we may feel held back. Because when we are chanting, when we are doing devotional activities, we feel, am I neglecting my loved ones? But when we see our dispensability, when we understand that actually things go on even without us, then we realize I am not indispensable. In fact, the only thing where I am indispensable is my spiritual life. My relationship with Krishna will not grow without me. No one can learn to love Krishna for me. No one can choose to turn my heart towards Krishna except for me. No one can fight my distractions for me. I have to fight it myself. We understand that in our material life, actually we are dispensable. And in our spiritual life, we are indispensable. Then that understanding can help us to wholeheartedly practice spiritual life. And that very understanding of our dispensability at the material level acts as a balm for our heart. As I'm not doing anything irresponsible, I'm not neglecting anyone. I'm doing the thing which is most important for me. And Krishna assures in the Bhagavad Gita in 9.22, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ye Janah Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. He says, for those who devote themselves to him, he takes care of them. He loves them and he protects their needs. He provides what they need and he protects what they have. And this means not just ourselves, but our material responsibilities, our loved ones. So knowing that Krishna is there and Krishna will protect us, that also inspires us to offer ourselves even more wholeheartedly to Krishna. In this way, by meditating on our dispensability, we can actually wholeheartedly offer ourselves to Krishna, realizing that dispensability is a balm for the heart. And wonderfully enough, when we offer ourselves to Krishna, not only does Krishna protect us by providing in miraculous ways for us, but also he gives us intelligence, he gives us clarity by which we are able to function materially also better, more effectively. And in this way, the quality of our life improves. So the more we realize our dispensability and the more we make Krishna and our relationship with Krishna our priority, the more the quality of our entire life will improve. Thank you. Hare Krishna.